Jeremiah, chapter 23. Woe to the shepherds that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, says Yahweh. Therefore this is what Yahweh, the God of Israel, says, against the shepherds who shepherd my people, you have scattered my flock, and driven them away, and have not visited them. Look, I will visit on you the evil of your doings, says Yahweh. And I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all the countries where I have driven them, and will bring them again to their folds, and they will be fruitful and multiply. And I will set up shepherds over them, who will shepherd them, and they will fear no more, nor be dismayed, neither will any be lacking, says Yahweh. Look, the days come, says Yahweh, that I will raise to David a righteous branch, and he will reign as king and deal wisely, and will execute justice and righteousness in the land. In his days Judah will be saved, and Israel will stay safely, and this is his name by which he will be called, Yahweh our righteousness. Therefore, look, the days come, says Yahweh, that they will no more say, as Yahweh lives, who brought up the sons of Israel out of the land of Egypt. But, as Yahweh lives, who brought up and who led the seed of the house of Israel out of the north country, and from all the countries where I had driven them. And they will dwell in their own land. Concerning the prophets. My heart inside me is broken, all my bones shake, I am like a drunk man, and like an able-bodied man whom wine has overcome, because of Yahweh, and because of his holy words. For the land is full of adulterers, for because of swearing the land mourns, the pastures of the wilderness are dried up. And their course is evil, and their might is not right. For both prophet and priest are profane, yes, in my house I have found their wickedness, says Yahweh. Therefore their way will be to them as slippery places in the darkness, they will be driven on, and fall in it, for I will bring evil on them, even the year of their visitation, says Yahweh. And I have seen folly in the prophets of Samaria, they prophesied by Baal, and caused my people Israel to err. In the prophets of Jerusalem also I have seen a horrible thing, they commit adultery, and walk in lies, and they strengthen the hands of evildoers, so that none returns from his wickedness, they are all of them to me as Sodom, and its inhabitants as Gomorrah. Therefore this is what Yahweh of hosts says concerning the prophets, look, I will feed them with wormwood, and make them drink the water of gall, for from the prophets of Jerusalem has ungodliness gone forth into all the land. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, don't listen to the words of the prophets who prophesy to you, they teach you vanity, they speak a vision of their own heart, and not out of the mouth of Yahweh. They say continually to those who despise me, Yahweh has said, you will have peace, and to everyone who walks in the stubbornness of his own heart they say, no evil will come upon you. For who has stood in the counsel of Yahweh, that he should perceive and hear his word? Who has marked my word, and heard it? Look, the tempest of Yahweh, even his wrath, has gone forth, yes, a whirling tempest, it will burst on the head of the wicked. The anger of Yahweh will not return, until he has executed, and until he has performed the intents of his heart, in the latter days you will understand it perfectly. I did not send these prophets, yet they ran, I did not speak to them, yet they prophesied. But if they had stood in my counsel, then they would cause my people to hear my words, and turn them from their evil way, and from the evil of their doings. Am I a God at hand, says Yahweh, and not a God far off? Can any hide himself in secret places so that I will not see him, says Yahweh? Don't I fill heaven and earth, says Yahweh? I have heard what the prophets have said, who prophesy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed, I have dreamed. How long will this be in the heart of the prophets who prophesy lies, even the prophets of the deceit of their own heart? Who think to cause my people to forget my name by their dreams which they tell every man to his fellow man, as their fathers forgot my name for Baal? The prophet who has a dream, let him tell a dream, and he who has my word, let him speak my word faithfully. What is the straw to the wheat, says Yahweh? Isn't my word like fire, says Yahweh, and like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces? Therefore, look, I am against the prophets, says Yahweh, that steal my words every man from his fellow man. Look, I am against the prophets, says Yahweh, that use their tongues, and say, he says. Look, I am against those who prophesy lying dreams, says Yahweh, and tell them, and cause my people to err by their lies, and by their vain boasting, yet I did not send them, nor command them, neither do they profit this people at all, says Yahweh, and when this people, or the prophet, or a priest, will ask you, saying, what is the burden of Yahweh? Then you will say to them, you are the burden. I will cast you off, says Yahweh. And as for the prophet, and the priest, and the people, who will say, the burden of Yahweh, I will even punish that man and his house. Thus you will say every man to his fellow man, and every man to his brother, what has Yahweh answered? And, what has Yahweh spoken? And the burden of Yahweh you will mention no more, for every man's own word will be his burden, for you have perverted the words of the living God, of Yahweh of hosts our God. Thus you will say to the prophet, What has Yahweh answered you? And, What has Yahweh spoken? But if you say, The burden of Yahweh, therefore thus says Yahweh, because you say this word, The burden of Yahweh, and I have sent to you, saying, You will not say, The burden of Yahweh. Therefore, look, I will surely lift you up, and I will cast you off, and the city that I gave to you and to your fathers, away from my presence. And I will bring an everlasting reproach on you, and a perpetual shame, which will not be forgotten.